Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, and I'm a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. During this and many recent Easter seasons, flan fish have been notably scarce. In fact, it is safe to say that especially on Good Friday, many plates went without the traditional staple. In stark contrast, on this day, April 10, 1951, the problem wasn't scarcity, but overwhelming abundance. Flan fish catches were so plentiful that a concern emerged about the dangers posed by them going stale before reaching consumers. As the editorial of the Barbados Advocate newspaper wrote, health officials and civic authorities at the time warned that the indiscriminate sale and consumption of fish exposed to prolonged heat and air posed a serious threat to public well-being. During this period, large hauls, particularly in Brishtong and Oystens, often arrived ashore late in the day, which limited immediate sales and left significant surpluses. These excess catches were typically acquired by hawkers, placed on ice, and hawked the following day, but by then, the fish had already begun to stale. Efforts by the sanitary authorities to curb the practice were constrained by legal barriers, so action could only be taken once sufficient proof of exposure was established. This process required a formal application to a police magistrate, who then issued an order that the fish be taken before him, and if deemed unfit for human consumption, declared as unfit for sale and to be dumped. This delay allowed questionable fish to remain in circulation, thereby sustaining a trade increasingly viewed as a public health risk. Observers argued that the root of the issue was not only in enforcement, but in the absence of efficient systems for storage and distribution, and proposals called for the introduction to proper cold storage facilities under government supervision, where surplus fish would be gutted and stored. These fish would not be available for retail by hawkers or fishmongers, but instead for hotels, restaurants, and housewives who would make their purchases directly from the cold storage. It was also believed that with adequate refrigeration at sea, Barbados could tap into the export business since demand for flan fish in overseas markets like Montreal presented an opportunity for the island to expand its trade. In 2026, the development of cold storage facilities in Barbados has come a long way to modern, technologically advanced systems that now support food security. Unlike the basic preservation methods that contributed to the issue of stale fish, as reported by the Barbados Advocate newspaper, 75 years ago, on this day, April 10, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.